Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Aleph, top line, the Mishnah. Hanoder Mishov Se Shabbos. If somebody says I'm making a neder, not to have enough from those people who keep Shabbos. Okay, so what does that mean? Usher B'Yisrael, you're ushering all Jews, even if a Jew doesn't keep Shabbos. There are many, most of them don't. Doesn't matter. Umutter V'Usher B'Kusim. You're also ushering Kusim. Kusim are a group of people that their conversion was always questionable. At some point in history, it was vaday no good. So it always depends when the Mishnah was written. The point is, and they like picked and choose what they held, the Kusim. They held from Shabbos. Okay? So if you make... Right, if they held it very, very strong. If they did, they didn't hold it at all. We're going to see in a minute, a little bit, they didn't hold from. But Shabbos they held from. So if you make a neder, not to have enough from people keep Shabbos, it includes Kusim.
I don't even understand why they have to say it.
Why?
They kept Shabbos, period.
What do you mean?
Because some...
Because you'll see in a minute. Macholei Shum. Let's say you say I'm not gonna have enough from anybody that eats garlic, right? So usher b'Yisrael,
the
usher b'kusim, usher in Yisrael, usher in kusim. What's going on here? So look at the rush, the first rush on the page. Meiser takanos. Oh, sorry, me'eser takanos shtiket Ezra. It's one of the 10 takanos that Ezra made. Sheyehu ochlim shum be'erev Shabbos. You should eat shum on erev Shabbos. Why? Because it increases the zera. Ubalel Shabbos zman onas Talmud Chacham. Okay, and I guess the Kusim helps in that too.
So what's the reason?
What? What's the reason? What? I don't know. What? Maole b'Yerushalayim. If someone makes a neder not to have enough from anybody that is Ola Regel, Asa B'Yisrael Mutter B'Kusim. Mutter and Kusim. Why? They didn't go Ola Regel. They didn't go Ola Regel. Exactly. Okay? Now, here we go. My Shov Se Shabbos. What does it mean, Shov Se Shabbos? What does that mean? Ilema doesn't mean Mekayme Shabbos, that they keep Shabbos, right? That someone holds from Shabbos, so then my iria kusim. Why only including kusim? Afilu ovde kochavim navi. Even goyim keep Shabbos.
If
they observe Shabbos, they have a Shabbos goyim.
But it's not Shabbos, though. It's Sunday.
What? Fine. But the point is, they're holding from such a thing as Shabbos.
It's not on Shabbos.
So what? Else, I can't mean that. Because if it meant that, I mean everybody in the world. Maybe Hindus don't, but everyone else, many goyim do. Ella rather, no, that's not what it means. It means what Yoni wants to say. Mitzuvim ala Shabbos. They're mitzuvah to keep Shabbos. So who's that? Only Jews. Because they're Jews.
They're
Jews. Just not, I'm not sure if they converted. They're Jews.
Are they full-fledged Jews?
What? It's not, we're not, at one point, yes. They converted. The problem was that they were the Chachamim never knew if they only converted because there were lions there. There was an outbreak of lions. So if you worship that god, you'll be saved. All right, worship that god, right? So with Jews, later on in history, they saw Avodah Zarah and Har Gerizim. So for sure not Jews, right? So it goes both ways. So it doesn't mean that. It means only if you're mitzvah on Shabbos. Who's mitzvah on Shabbos? Only Jews. I, a guy, can keep Shabbos. It's not mitzvah. Ihachi, aim a sefer. One second. What about the sefer? It said, Ma'ola Yerushalayim, Aser. Aser Yisrael, B'Yisrael, Umutter B'Kusim. One second. What about Ola Yerushalayim? You mutter to have enough from B'Kusi. Well, you're also mitzvah in Ola Yerushalayim. Right? Amai. Ha'mitzvah ninu, the mitzvah. So it can't be, the mitzvah can't be, mitzvah is not enough. So the answer is it's both. You need mitzvah and to practice that way. Right? Marabaya, no. Mitzvah v'oseh katani. It's both categories. Mitzvah, and you have to actually do it. So, bitarti, babi, kamaisa, in the first two cases of what? Of Shabbos and garlic, Yisrael, ukusim, mitzvah v'oseh. Yisrael and kusim are mitzvah, and they do it. Be'ovde kochavim hu da'avidi, osin ve'enu mitzvah. If a guy does it, he's doing it, it's not mitzvah to do it. Ol Yerushalayim, when it comes to Ol Yerushalayim, Yisrael mitzuvin v'osin, kusin mitzuvin v'ein osin. Therefore, they're not included.
What chashiv is in Sarkarisa?
That's where they lived, and that was their. That was the,
no. When, they originally had their a temple.
Right.
And when they
no, they came. They didn't live in Israel. They're not Israeli. They come from a place called Kuta, yeah, which is somewhere in Africa, I think, or Asia. So they're called Kusim. Now, what happened? Sancheirav mixed up the whole world. So he went to Kuta, took the population in Kuta, and moved them to Israel. A bunch of foreign people looking around like, what are we doing here? And then all of a sudden, I don't know how long after that happened, there were lions. So the Kusim said, what's going on in this country? So, oh, if you become Jewish, you'll be saved. All right, I'll become Jewish. That's what happened. So they were never. So the Chacham never knew if they were serious. So then they picked the place.
Yeah, they just picked it out of a hat.
What?
That's where they went.
Right, but when it's not that there was an old Avodah Zarah there, they made an Avodah Zarah there. They, and the Chacham found.
He says over here, the Kutim built a temple on Mount Gerizim.
Correct.
And although it was destroyed, they continued going there as a reference.
Correct. So we never knew if it was sincere. At some point, we said it's probably not sincere. So these kusim always is quasi, right? Can a kusim be an eight? All these questions about kusim.
And you had kusim in the time of the Mishnah.
Well? Yeah, I don't know.
When did they like die?
It was Samaritans.
What? Right. So in the times of the second Beit Hamikdash, we assume
that they were there past the second Beit Hamikdash.
Right. So the Samaritans in the New Testament, we assume are kusim.
It is.
Right. Well, because he said that.
That's
what we assume that they're Samaritans. Because Samaritan just means to come from Samaria, which is northern Israel.
Which is
all it means. But so we assume that. We assume Samaritans, right? There's a story in the New Testament about a Samaritan, right? We assume they're Kusim. We assume. Okay. Yeah. That's something else. That's that? Maybe, I don't know. Koname, okay, next. Kodem she'eni nene livnei Noach. If a kohen, a guy makes a neder, I'm not going to have enough from anybody who's bnei Noach, which lechora is the whole world, right? No. Anyone who's bnei Noach, mutter be Yisrael, v'aser of the chachavim. Your mutter in Jews, aser in goyim. Says the Gemara, two lines. V'Yisrael mi nafik mi klal bnei Noach. What, Jews are not bnei Noach? They certainly are, right? The answer is kivon the ikdish Avraham. Since Avraham was made holy, the Jewish people is Kairu al Shema. They're called by Avraham's name. So when someone says the B'nai Noach, he does not mean a Jew. He simply doesn't mean a Jew. Does he mean anyone else? Yeah, he means everyone else, not a Jew. Right? Can you ask a question? Why are Goyim called B'nai Noach? But who else should they be called? B'nai Adam? But no, they're called B'nai Noach. Like, what's Noach's...
Start again.
She'eni ne, listen to this one. She'eni ne na lezera Avraham. If someone says, I'm not going to have Hana from Zera Avraham. Avraham had more than two sons, right?
Ishmael.
He had more than that too. And Yitzchak. Yeah. And he also had from B'nai Keturah. The answer is, if someone makes a net, I'm not going to have Hana from Zera Yisrael. Aser b'Yisrael, umutter b'ov de gochavim. Aser in Yisrael, mutter in Jews. Why? Says the Ran, Asher be Yisrael. No, the Ran doesn't. 1 second. We'll see in a minute why. What about a ger? Someone says, I'm not going to have enough from Zera Yisrael. Are gerim included? It's a machlokas mishonim. The Rush here says yes. Look at the Rush. The Rush on the Mishnah. He says, the gerim nami bichlal Zera Avram ninu. Gerim are also included in Zera Avram. How so? The bechal shomer haTorah bechal zarohem. If you keep the Torah, you're included in Zera Avraham. Ki hu hayatchila legerim, because he was the first ger Avraham. Uksivin it says ki Avraham on garin haticha betchila av laaram vata av lechal hagoyim. Right? That is not a halachic. That's not a halachic statement. It's a hashkafic statement.
Somewhat.
Right?
Somewhat.
Because look at the moon.
That's
When
a person becomes a
Gerah,
how do you pull off the Torah?
That's exactly what the Rosh is saying. Right? The problem with that is, and the Mukha Yosef points out, Lamaisa, they're not Zera Avram.
Right.
They're not Zera Avram. If you say all Jews, then you're right. But if you say Zera Avraham, they're simply not Zera Avram. So it's a machlokas. But I hear what the Rosh said. That the Rosh is more on the hashkafa point. You call it up like that, and you associate yourself like that. It's all beautiful.
But it's still not Zerah.
You're not Zerah Avram. So it's a machlokas about that.
Let's say he was non-Jew when he made the
nether,
and a month later
he converts. I think the Gemara asked that question later. That's talking about the guy who made the nether. Now we're talking about what's the object of the nether.
No, I know.
The subject of the nether.
At the time when he made the nether, the ger was still not a ger.
Oh, I don't know. Now, the Gemara asks, "Vo'ikah Yishmael?" What about Yishmael? So the Gemara answers, "No." It says in the pasuk, "Ki biyitzchak yikaru lechazar aktiv." Yishmael is not considered the zera of Avram. Biologically, yes. In every other way, no. In every other way, no. So when somebody says today, Zera Avram, it doesn't even mean you. It means the Arabs. The Arabs are, yeah, we call them our brothers.
The
we say that in the United Nations.
The Arabs think that.
I know, the Arabs think that.
The Arabs are always Muslim.
The Arabs think that biologically. They don't think that in a family way, in a hush of a way. They want to kill us.
Well, they do.
So, right? They consider us our brother. Yeah, it's true. They still want to kill us.
Esav still wants to.
We're not talking about Esav. We'll get to Esav in a minute. Esav's different. There's no pasuk that says ki bi Yaakov yikar lechazara. There's no pasuk that says that. Right? No pasuk says that. Look at the Gemara just did. What about Yishmael? No, there's a pasuk that says Yishmael's not included. Biologically, he's 100% Avraham Avinu's son. Lamaisa, he's not. Why? Pasuk said so. By the way, do the Arabs have this pasuk in the Quran? They have the whole Torah. Do they have this pasuk? They took it out.
I don't think so.
What? I know, but they have a kid from Shmuel. So I don't know if they took this pasuk out.
Yeah, a kid
from Shmuel. Of course, wasn't they say it wasn't Yitzchak? It was Yishmael. Yeah. Now.
What?
Now, Ivoksiv Esav. What about Esav? Now the Gemara asks, what about Esav? Right? What do you mean, what about Esav?
What
about him? What? Because it says, Yitzchak yikar lechazara, in Yitzchak. Fine. So Yitzchak had Esav. So if you make a neder, I'm not going to have enough from Zerah Avraham. Does that include all Bnei Esav? It doesn't include Yishmael. Does it include Bnei Esav? What? Right? So the Gemara answers, no. Be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. It says in Yitzchak, that all of Yitzchak. It's the Magen Avraham, an unbelievable kasha. What if you say, I'm ostering myself from all Zera Yitzchak? Now is Esav included? Why? What?
It's progeny.
What? One second. So it says, be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. That was said to Avraham. Right, not the Yitzchak. So if somebody makes a neder and Zera Yitzchak, does it include Esav? Which is a lot of the large portion of the world. It's all the whole Europe. Right, does it include that? Except for the Arabs. It used to be all of Europe. Now it's a small part. Right? Interesting question. Right?
That's his question?
What?
That was his question. Look it up.
Yeah. He says, Mistapik, Bedino shall know their Mizera Yitzchak. Hayim Nemar, do we say Gam Bezera Esav? Does it include Esav also? Why? Because the pasuk of Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara was only said to Avraham. But to Yitzchak, it doesn't say that not all his children will be miyachet to him. To Avraham it does. It's only be Yitzchak, not Yishmael. There's no yichus between Yishmael and Avraham. No yichus anymore. Biologically, yes. Yichus wise, no. Doesn't say that by Yitzchak. So the Magen Avraham says that there's a Yerushalmi that says that Hashem said to Yitzchak, "Ulazaracha etain es kol haartzos ha'il." To your children, I will give this land. And even though in Esav never got land, even though Esav got land, the Yerushalmi who says this, the Yerushalmi says, other Mepharshim say that Esav's land that he got, the Keni, the Kenizi, the Kavoni, that was a gift. It wasn't as a din Yerusha. Wasn't it in Yerusha? Only Jews have Yerusha. So maybe if he said, I asked myself an all Zera Yitzchak, it would not include Esav. Because Esav is not, because it says, the pasuk says. Again, the pasuk. Right? Again, probably has a hashkafic question. A halachic. The hashkafa says, the pasuk says, Lazaracha, to your children, et tez artos el. And what if they're not your children? What if I didn't give land? Then they're not your children. So Esav never got land. I God did get land. He only got land as a matana. That is a Yerusha. Okay. Next.
If he makes it crazy, man, go ask the guy what he meant. Who do you have in mind? Jews or non-Jews?
The debate. What is about etain?
I will give. I'll give as a gift.
It's a gift.
As opposed to.
Etain is Yerusha.
Yerusha. Yeah. Okay. Now the next mission is hard. If someone says like this, she'eini nanim Yisrael, I won't have hana from a Jew. Okay. Now, can I walk into a Jewish store and buy groceries?
No.
L'chor, no. Right?
And
I have enough from a Jew. Right? Now, lokeach biyoser, but I could overpay. What if I overpay? I'm the buyer, I pay too much. U'mocher bepachos. And the seller sells it to me too cheap. Right?
He sells it.
Huh?
He sells it.
Yeah. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, "She'eni nena liYisrael lokeach biyoser, kidei shelo yehena mehem b'mashehu lokeach." You can't have hana. How can I have hana if I'm overpaying? Right?
If it's an item I cannot get by. We're
going to get to the items you can't get somewhere else. We're going to get to that. Umocher ubepalchos, and I sell it for cheap. Right? Kidei shelo yehena mehem. I don't have enough, but I'm selling it. Because I'm selling it to someone else. I can't have enough from any Jews. So I buy it, I don't get enough. I sell it, I also don't get enough. I lose money buying it, I lose money selling it. I never get enough.
What about if it's a loss leader?
What?
If it's a loss leader, then
what do you mean?
Then you have to sell cheap.
We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that. B'masnisin mukmin in love Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about a case. Bizvina mitziyasa. A normal item. De'ika hana lolokeach umocher. There's a nah on both sides. Why? Kalshu benimkar shav b'shav. A normal item. That you have these items that you can't get rid of. You have some items you can't get rid of.
Right.
Right? You can't get rid of it. So when you finally find some loser on eBay to buy it from you, you're all happy. Why? Because no one else wanted to buy it. We're not talking about an item like that. Then you have other items where the public wants it so much. If I don't sell it to you, I'll sell it to someone else. When the new iPhone comes out, doesn't matter who I sell to. We're not talking about an item like that. We're talking about a normal mid-level item. The seller wants it, the buyer wants to sell it. Two-way street. Many items are not like that. Like you want to sell a picture of your uncle. Who wants to buy a picture of your uncle? Nobody wants that. Right? So finally, you find someone to buy it, you're very excited. You're much happier than the buyer.
Yeah, but
because you got rid of it finally.
But if you only sell or buy for as much as 1/6 extra, so that you start as a make of clothes.
Okay, that's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know who talked about that question.
What's that?
They says you're not allowed to overcharge more than a 6. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. But the point is, we're talking. Yeah, I didn't see that question at all. The Gemara is talking about a situation where the item is a normal item, and the buyer and seller equally want to buy, equally want to sell. Right? If the new iPhone comes out, the store, they couldn't care less if you come or not. If you're not, you don't come, 1,000 other people are coming. It's tilted that way. It's like some item that you want to unload, nobody wants it. It's tilted the other way. No, I'm not talking about either of those. Normal item. V'chiyamirinam b'pachos u'biyoser shari dafka kisha asar al atzmo shi'yehenem Yisrael. Dafka when you ask all Jews on you, the b'chiyay gavna lo mishani minay. You can't get enough. Aval I asar al atzmo nichsehem. But if you ask only the items, not the people, then afilu lokach shava mana b'masayim asar lahanos mimekho shenidro neder k'kvar chal al nichsehem. The neder is already chal on the items, so nothing you can do about it. Okay. Where am I?
The fact that you're still benefiting, you're just overpaying.
So that's not considered a benefit. It's not considered a benefit.
He has
now to make
his egg white.
He has
the eggs.
It's not considered. You come home to your wife. I got an amazing piece of meat. What'd you pay? $1,000. Kind of a nozette. Exactly. That's right. No. So she'eni nenem Yisrael lokeach biyosem agar baros. She Yisrael. She Yisrael Nen and Lo Lokeach. What? Oh, She Yisrael Nen and Li. If you say that Yisrael can't have enough for me, so now the other way around. Lokeach bepachos u'mocher biyoser. You have to sell it for cheap and buy it for high. However, they ain't shomen lo. The other guy doesn't have to listen to you. The Ran says, Kolomar, ein lo takana likei halimcha li Yisrael ella im kei nikach bepachos v'im kol lehem biyoser. Aval ein shomen lo b'nei adam lahasin monam. No, someone else doesn't have to do that. I don't have to do that because you made a crazy nether.
You lose money to this guy?
What?
You lose money.
Right. Correct. If I offer it both ways, I can't have enough from you and you can't have enough from me, then yehanim of the chavim. So go to the goyim. Right? The Ran said, I would have thought that if someone makes a nether like that, it's like I make a nether, I'm not going to sleep for 7 days, which no such nether is not chal, because it's not possible. So a guy makes a nether, I'm not going to have enough from any Jews, and no Jews can have enough from me. I would have thought, says the Ran, that that nether is not chal, because who makes a nether like that? Kamashwan, go to goyim. No, that is chal. It's not like saying I'm not going to sleep. Okay. Amar Shmuel, halokeya. Halokeach kli mina uman levakro. I walk into a store and I'm looking at this kli. I'm checking it out. Levakro means to check it out. I'm searching, right? I'm checking it out.
Browsing.
I'm browsing. And while I'm there, I break it.
You have to buy it.
Who has to pay?
You.
Says Shmuel, v'nenas biyado, and an ones happens in your hand, chayev. You're chayev. Who's chayev? The buyer.
The browser.
The browser. Why? Why?
It's
look at the what?
The
look at the last run on the page, the bottom run. He says, "Okmina nahasam nahasam beperakasvina." The bekiti damer. We're talking about where there's a fixed price, which is most things today. Fixed price. Hilkach samcha daite dilokeach. The buyer had decided. She'im ratza lalachan harishus biado. The kiv that if I want to buy it, I'm going to buy it. He ready? I picked it up. Ooh, this is nice. I'm going to buy this. The kiv and shekain chayev ba'onsin. Once you say that, once you have that hana, that thought in your mind, you chayev if you break it. Why? The b'mekach kol hana lilokeach hi v'lo lemocher. All the hana goes to the lokeach, not the seller. It goes to the buyer. Right? We're talking about right. Right? This is not talking about something you want to unload and I can't wait to get rid of it and I can't wait for you to buy it. We're not talking about a case like that. We're talking about the iPhone. I'm chalashik to buy it. I'm standing in the store and I'm chalashik, right? I have to have the latest thing. And I break it, I have to pay. Says the Ran, it might not be the case if it's some junky item that you have some cork, you want it, nobody else wants it. And I'm the seller, can't wait to unload it. Might not be the case if you break it, you have to pay. Why? Because the das is not the same. Nehi, tehacha, lo chash lefrushe, you didn't say a word. Tad shmuel dafka bidikiti dameha, you didn't say anything about this issue, that it's a set price. Samach lab sugin beperak to svina, it goes by the same gemara there in perak asvina. We're only talking about a case with as many buyers, like an iPhone. Everybody wants it. So you want it much more than the guy wants to sell it. You want to buy it more than the guy wants to sell it. In that case, you're chayev. Why? Because when you picked it up already, you're already going to buy it. Okay?
Even if you're only browsing, you're not sure.
Right. So the assumption is you're going to buy it. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar hanas lokeachu. The hana goes on the lokeach, on the buyer. Right? The hana goes on the buyer. Now, that's not what our Gemara said. Right? What did our Mishnah say? Tanan, what did our Mishnah say? She'eni nenem Yisrael. I'm not going to have hana from Jews. Mocher bepachos. You have to sell it for very cheap. Right? That way you don't have hana. Avol shav b'shav lo. What if it was an equal item? Right? Avol shav b'shav lo. But if it's an equal item, you can't tell for the price it's worth. You can't. Why? You get anah. You have to sell it for a cheap price. V'anah's lokeachu, and if it's anah for the lokeach, afilu shav b'shav. Then what's the difference? If it's a good item or a bad item, what's the difference? Shav b'shav. It should also be author. It should also be mutter. Why? Because as we just said, the seller doesn't get anah, only the buyer. So the Gemara answers, no. Masnisin bizvina the dummy ala peha. Our mission is talking about a case where nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. some strange item that nobody wants to buy it. Only you want to sell it. Nobody wants to buy it, right? So if somebody does buy it, who gets more hana? The seller. Finally unloaded that piece of junk. Right? Some idiot bought it finally. Seller's much more happy. Right? Nobody wanted to buy it. Right? In such a case, even if you sell it for a normal price, the seller is happy. He's much more happy. Therefore, it's usher.
Because he just wants to get rid of it
exactly.
At any price.
Exactly. Right? One second. Now, Imkain, if so, Emo Resha, look at the Resha. What did the Resha say? The Resha said, Lokeach bioser. When you buy something, you have to overpay. Why do you have to overpay? If nobody wants it, why am I overpaying? Doesn't make any sense. Nobody wants it, why am I overpaying? But oh, also, Emo Sefer, look at the Sefer. The Sefer said, She's thrown then in Lee. If I ask her Jews on me, then what did the Mishnah say? Mocher bioser. That Lokeach pochos, Mocher bioser. You have to sell it at a higher price. Vibis Vina is dummy alape, and if we're talking about something nobody wants, right? Why do you have to do that? I feel a shav b'shav. It should be usher. No, seifa b'zvina charifa. No, the seifa is talking about an item everybody wants, like an iPhone. Yach, if so, b'pachos lokeach, then I feel a shav b'shav. Then it should even be, even if it's a regular price, it should be usher. Why? Because everyone's halashik to buy it. Ella, no. Masnithin bizvina mitziyasa. No, the Mishnah is talking about normal items, and everybody's nene, Ushmuel bizvina charifa, and Shmuel's talking about a case where everybody wants it.
A hot item.
A hot item, and that explains it all.
What?
Exactly. Tanikav, I said to Shmuel, we have a brisa that supports Shmuel. Halakach Kalim and a Tagar, if somebody buys Kalim, from a work goes to a Tagar is a merchant. Goes to a merchant, he says, L'shagron l'beis chavav, do me a favor. I want to impress my father-in-law. Send my father-in-law your latest item. Send him the latest item. V'amalo and tell him, imikavlan osan mimeni, and osan l'chadmeyim. If he likes it, I'll pay for the item. V'i lav, and if not, and osan l'chadtvi l'fi tovas hanosha behen. If he doesn't like it, I'll pay for your troubles. I'll pay for your. You have to go up there to my father-in-law, to his house, to show it to him, to show him how it works. If he likes it, I'll pay. If he doesn't like it, I'll pay you for your time. I'll pay you for your troubles. Now, what happened? Nanzu bahalicha chayev. On the way, something happens, an item breaks. The son-in-law is chayev. Why is he chayev? So the Gemara says, because he's like a shoel. He's like a shoel. He's like a borrower. The borrower chayev everything. So I'm chayiv, I send it to my father-in-law. However, my father-in-law said he's not interested in it. He's not interested. So all I'm paying for now is the troubles of the seller. Right? That's all I'm paying for. So b'chazara, on the return trip, putter. I'm putter for the damage. Why? B'bnei shehu kinosei socher. Because I'm like a renter, and I'm putter on an ones. Okay? Make sense? So far, all good. There was once a middleman, the Shak al Khamra was Vune, he was trying to sell wine. Velo is Isvin, he couldn't sell it. Bahadi Dahadar as Isnis Khamra. On the return trip, the wine got damaged. There was some mishap. Chayv Rav Nachman Lushlume. Rav Nachman made the middleman pay. What happened?
No wine.
It was a dog. I'm sorry. What happened? There was a donkey here?
Yeah, he took a donkey to sell.
He took a donkey to sell, he couldn't sell it, and then the donkey, something happened to the donkey. So he made the owner, the middleman, chayev to pay for the donkey. And we just said that on the return trip, you're not chayev. So why is the middleman chayev on the return trip? So chayev of Nachman and Shlumei. Hey, say, Rabbi of Nachman, one second. Nanzu, Balicha, chayev. The Chazara Potter. Why are you making this guy pay? So I'm late. No. Chazara, disfiratza, halichi. This return trip is like everybody else's going trip. Why? Let's say he found a buyer on his doorstep. He wouldn't sell it. Different. Here, I sent you, go to my father-in-law and sell it to him. And show it to him. So on the return trip, I'm chayiv. On the trip there, I'm chayiv. On the return trip, I'm potter. Here, the guy's job is to sell donkeys. So on the return trip, he's potter. Exactly, the same trip, you bump into somebody 2 seconds next door neighbors. Oh, I'll buy that donkey from you. Well, you won't sell it? course you'll sell it. You're always on the job. You're a middleman. That's your job. Your job is to sell things. It's different when I tell you, go to him and see if he wants it. That's different. Here, his job is to sell the donkey. So whatever he sells it, he's going to be chayv. Whatever he sells it, he's going to sell it. So he's chayv all the time.
He buys appliances from major store until he gets to your house. Other way, something happens.
It's a separate question. It's a separate question. It's a complicated question. Right? When was a kinyan made? See, here, there's no kinyan. Okay. Because we in halacha, giving money is not a kinyan. Right. We'll learn that. Bab Metzia. Okay, next. Konim she'eni, shani net, she'eni or shani?
Shani.
Shani nene la'arelim. A guy makes a neder, I'm not going to have any hanah from anybody that doesn't have a bris milah. So the answer is, mutter ba'arelim. Huh? I'm not going to have hanah from anybody that doesn't have a bris milah. I only want to have people that have bris milahs. So if you don't have bris milah, I'm not interested in you. You hear such a thing?
No.
So mutter ba'arelim Yisrael. Any Jew that doesn't have a bris milah, you're still mutter in them. Why? Because when you said that, you meant goyim. Va'aser ba'areli of the gachavim, and you're aser in all goyim, even if they have a bris milah. What? Why is that? Because you just meant goyim. That's all you meant. Why do you say it in this funny way? Because. But you meant goyim. Even if they happen to have a bris milah, even if they have a bris milah because they're religious, like an Arab. Or because the doctor said so, not religious reason, it doesn't make a difference. You make a neder against people that don't have a bris milah, you mean all goyim, you don't mean any Jew.
But most Americans have bris milah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They're a category of an orel. Even if they happen to have a bris milah.
It's not happened. They're most people
born. Right?
Okay.
And Ovdei
Chachamim
means what? A
non-Jew?
Or
we translate it to mean a non-Jew. Because Lechora, Arabs are not Ovdei Chachamim. Right? Not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Lechora. Shani nana lamulim. If I make a hana, I'm not going to have enough from people with a bris milah. Aser ba'areli Yisrael. You're aser even in areli Yisrael. Right? Umutter b'mule of the chavim. And you're mutter in mulim of gayim. She'ein ha'arla kruya el l'shem of the chavim. Because the word arla and the word of the chavim are synonymous. In arel and a gayim is synonymous. She'nemar k'chal gayim arelim v'chal beis le Yisrael aralev. V'omer it says, Vahaya, haplishti, harl hazeh, va'omer, pen, tismechena, benos plishtim, metalozna, benos, harelim. Now, very, very unusual for a Mishnah to have a garata. But it does. Rabbi ben Azaya omer, mu'usa hi a'erela, being arel is mos, shen is naguba rishayim, that's how rishayim are belittled, shenemar, he called gayim harelim. Rabbi Shmuel omer, gedola mila, shenichrasu olav, shalosh, brisos. How awesome is brismila? There are 13 brisos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gedola Mila Shadoches HaShabbos Chamura. It's Doches Shabbos, which is so machmer, right? Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha Omer Gedola Mila Shalom Nitlo Lo Lo Moshe Hatzadik Oleh Malei Shah. It almost ended Moshe's life. Almost ended Moshe's life. That's how chash of Mila is. The great Moshe Rabbeinu almost died because he wouldn't do a brismila on his son. Correct.
That's a big difference.
Rabbi Chemia Omer Gedola Mila Shadoches HaNagoyim. Micha's Mila is Doche HaNagoyim. If you have Nagoyim on the spot of the Mila, you do the Mila. I am taking off a Nega, which I'm not allowed to do. Don't worry about it. So we said, one second. Yoni just pointed out that Mila is Doche Shabbos. So why isn't it Doche this answer? I'm cutting off a Nega. The answer is, because that's only on Shabbos, if it's Bizman. This is even if it's low Bizman. So it's another Mila. Right? Rabbi Omer Gedola Mila Shakala Mitzvah Asa Avram Avinu Lekos Sholem Elad Shamal. Even though Avram did everything, he wasn't called Sholem. Shalom, until he did the bris milah. Shenemar v'talech lefanav v'yeh tamim. Davar acher, gedola milah, shalmalei hi, lo barak kadosh baruch hu shalomo. If not for bris milah, Hashem wouldn't have created the world. Shenemar, komar Hashem, im lo brisi yom v'layla, chukos shemayim v'eretz, lo samti. Okay. Now we said, Tanya, you know what, we'll stop already here, because Tanya, Reb Shurim ben, Karcha Omer, gedola milah, shakal zechuyos, cha'asim, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo amdu lo, kisinus rashal men amilah. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu did, it didn't help him when he was lacking in milah. Shenemar, it says, v'ifku Hashem, v'ivak Hashem miso, Hashem beats Avram to kill him. Amar Rebbe, so what happened? Moshe didn't want to do bismillah. Chas v'shalom, shemoshe Rabbeinu lus rashal men amilah. Chas v'shalom, didn't want to do bismillah. Ela kach Omer, amol v'eitzei, I'm going to do bismillah now and I'm going to leave and go back to Sakanahi. Shenemar v'yibi yom ha'shlishi b'yotzim kovim. We know from the Shimon Levi and Anshe, what's it called? What? Shechem, right? Thank you. I say Shechem, that the third day is the worst day. So how can I go?
Right.
So Amul ve'esha, Shoshiyamim. So I'll do the Bismillah. I'll wait for 3 days. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amali, lech shuv mitzrayma. Elam mivneiman, ne'anash Moshe. So Taka, why was he punished? No. Mivnei shenas atzik b'malon tchila, because he was busy with the hotel. What does it mean? He was busy with the hotel. Shenamar ve'yihi baderech malon. By Malone. He was busy with the hotel.
Checking in.
What?
He was checking in.
Yeah. Alright? We'll stop here.
What is it?
Somehow, I'm not sure exactly what this means. He was busy with the hotel.
With the arrangements for
with the arrangements.
Arrangements.
So he shouldn't have done all that. He should have just done the Bismillah.
Checking out the pool.
So that was a tie-in on him. And tomorrow's daf, the whole...
What is
almost the whole daf tomorrow. What? He's making a neder against Arelim. That's why. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.